Rodolfo, R-O-D-O-L-F-O, Aldape, A-L-D-A-P-E, 2145, today's 11-12-25. Mr. Aldape is a was seen today for face-to-face evaluation, period. This face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. There were also issues and problems that were brought up that will be shared with the DON and the hospice medical director as well. Period. In the paragraph, he is currently on hospice with Parkinson's disease, chronic liver disease, renal insufficiency, hypertension, atherosclerotic heart disease, weight loss, decreased appetite, protein, calorie, malnutrition, increased confusion, decreased sleep, and history of volume overload and sundowner syndrome. Period. In the paragraph, Sylvia, his caretaker, who's also a family member, tells me that he's not sleeping, he's up all night, he's having visual and audio both visual and audio hallucinations. He's currently on Seroquel 150 milligram with no help. Period. The paragraph, his rash, which was treated at one time with steroid cream, is better, but it has a tendency to come back, especially in his feet. Period. He also has 3+ edema in the lower extremity. Period. He had a fall 2 days ago, which caused some redness on top of his right knee, which he's able to move around still, period. He's very confused. He has a tendency to repeat the same word over and over, period. The mentation is definitely a change from last time. And he remains bowel and bladder incontinent, as well as requires all help with ADLs, period. The family has really limited his ability to walk around at this time, period. He also suffers from hypertension. His MAC is down to 27.5 from 28. His blood pressure is 160 over 80. He gets up, it goes up when he gets anxious. His pulse is 88, respiration is 18, or two side is 97%. His FASD score is now down to 7B as opposed to 6E from previously because of his decreased mentation, period. He's now sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day when he gets to sleep, but again, it's very difficult for him to sleep with sundowner syndrome, period. I'm going to, again, notify the hospice DON and the medical director regarding the findings today so they can be addressed immediately, period. He appears to be more confused. Once again, increased tremors are consistent with worsening Parkinsonism. His appetite is down because of his dysphagia and the fact that he chokes very easily. This was discussed with Sylvia as far as having the patient tucking his chin down and using Thicket, T-H-I-C-K-I-T, for his liquids to reduce his chance of aspiration and subsequent death, period. The paragraph, we also talked about a cause of death in this population being sepsis, urinary tract infection, and pneumonia, period. The patient continues to decline given natural progression of his disease. He most likely has less than 6 months to live. Findings were discussed with patient's caregiver at the time of visit. Thank you.